Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed with Daryl in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Talking now with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Latest cattle on feed numbers are out. And Daryl, let's talk about maybe the numbers. Give us kind of a rundown, first of all.
Yeah, you bet. The March cattle on feed report showed February placements up 9.3% of last year, or 109% of last year. Marketings in February were 105% of last year, and that gives us an on-feed total for March 1st. It rounds to 1%. It's actually up 1.4%. That's the largest March inventory in this data series, which goes back to 1996.
A little over 12 million head of cattle on feed right now. Is that surprising at all?
Well, yeah, it's been a little surprising that we've been able to hold these feedlot numbers up. And we've talked about this a bit before. We know that cattle numbers in general are coming down. The January cattle inventory report told us we have fewer cattle in the country. But of course, you can change that timing for quite a period of time. And that's what feedlots have been doing for several months now, actually. They've been able to place cattle, really kind of pulling ahead, if you will, more so in recent months. The bottom line is they're able to hold these feedlot inventories. I think they've been aided and abetted in this case by some drought conditions and dry wheat pasture conditions. So cattle moved earlier than they would have otherwise. And so, you know, they're in the feedlots now. What that means, of course, is that they won't be there later.
9% up from a year ago on the placement numbers. I guess that it was, again, simply a lot of folks pushing cattle in quicker than we thought they might otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's a timing thing. Now, if you look at the weight breakdowns in this month, you know, it's more spread across the board. All weight categories are up. Anytime the placements are up that much, we're going to see an increase in placements kind of across the board. But again, for several months, we've had placements that were, for the most part, above a year ago, and the bulk of those have been lightweight placements. So we had some bigger cattle. Some of it's seasonal, backgrounded cattle that normally come in this time of the year, but some of it was related to dry conditions and the fact that those cattle just moved in earlier.
More mouths to feed, Daryl. That's one of the facts of these higher feedlot numbers. And of course, lots of upward pressure on these feed prices as well.
Definitely they are. You know, feed costs went up really through the year last year. They continue to go up and given what's happened kind of in the world and feed costs, grain prices recently, they're going to go even higher. So, now feedlots have actually had relatively profitable situation here lately up to this point. But as we go forward, they're going to face an increasing squeeze with those higher feed costs on the one hand, and also obviously cattle prices are higher. So feeder cattle prices are higher than a year ago. And as we go forward with the numbers getting even tighter, feedlots are going to face more of a squeeze at some point down the road here, perhaps a couple months away, but certainly by the second half of the year, it's going to be a little bit different situation, I think.
You feel that we're still kind of hanging around that $1.40 a pound, $140 a hundredweight on live cattle here in the Southern Plains. Are we going to be able to beat that a little bit, you think, this spring, or have we about seen the top?
You know, the time of the year seasonally would say that we've got to be very close to the top. We kind of interrupted things, of course, with the war in Ukraine. And so we kind of put in a peak in February that was a little early. And there is still a bit of a question of whether this thing has an opportunity to make another run up for a spring peak here. I think it's probably not real likely, but it is possible here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, that said, the general trend up in cattle prices prices is that we're probably going to see the highest prices of the year in the last part of the year for fed cattle and for feeder cattle in many cases. So there is a strong uptrend still in place that will help this market later in the year. But for the spring, we might be at the peak already.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.